The last brisa just said what the Tanur Rabbanim was that the Kahanim, Leviim, Baniim, Hamesayim, Beis Hakronos, Hamesayim that help along the Beis Haroyim by the shepherd's house, the Beis Hakronos by the fields, the Beis Hamesayim by the bushes, is it's no good if they're working there. Ainoisim lehem them truma amaisi. Not supposed to give them truma amaisi b'scharon. Now Al Gemara said, let's come ahead of Chulan Yesh Bem Toivas Hanol Abaylim, but by truma amaisus there's such a thing as Toivas Hanol Abaylim. Rashi says it means dover muet. Tovus no means the owner of the truma samaisis. Before he gives it to the kohen, he has a little bit benefit from it. What's the benefit that he have? So Rashi says the dover muet, a small amount of money. If someone will give you like money and tell you, do me a favor and give this truma to my brother, to my koruv, so the bailim, the owner, is allowed to receive it. But since the Gemara says about the kohen cannot receive it. Rashi going on the side that it's also like the Mor. Let's see, the Gemara says, "Toibus hanol abaylim." Kate said, "What's the case? The case where it's mutter is Yisroel shehifrish truma mikiriyav, or Yisroel that set aside truma from his crap, from kri, from his silon of tefuah, or motzi Yisroel acher. Another Jew comes to this Yisroel and tells him, listen, v'yomaloi, holochosel, let me pay you a little bit of money. I'll give you $1, $10. Holochosel is there, or tenei leben biti koyin. Please give this truma now." To my daughter's son, that's a kain. So Mutter, or Yisrael isn't allowed to do this. But Yisrael doesn't look like he's Messiah Veveis Agronis, because he's not buying it for himself, he's giving it to his Koruv. So he's allowed to pay the owner of the Truma money. That's called the Bailim, the owner has somehow know from the Truma. But let's say, Yimho Yikain, Le Kain also. But if one kain will go to another kain and give him money to say, look, please give me your Truma to me, that's also. That's the type of Rashi explaining. Rashi explaining, if one kohen will give money to another kohen to give the truma to his korev, that's also. And if the kohen would give money to a Yisrael, right, that Yisrael should give the truma to his korev, that's also. So Rashi says, kibun lo didei chazia, since the truma is fit for this kohen, have a nearer kohen and say, yeah, it looks like you're buying, like you're working to get that truma. So one kohen cannot give money to a Yisrael to give the truma even to another kohen. But a Yisrael is allowed to. A Yisrael is allowed to give money to another Yisrael to give money to give the truma. So that's called Toivus Hanor. It's called a little bit the bailis that the original owner owns in his truma. Now the Gemara says, Vitona, a question like, my time aloikoma matnas kuna. Like in the first brice, it spoke about three things. About the matnas kun of a bechor, about the zroy of lachiyayim v'keva, and about the truma. So now when it says that the owner has tevas anor, it only says the case of truma and maisrois. Hey, what happened to the case of a bechor, and what happened to the case of matnas kun of zroy of lachiyayim v'keva? So more into the Nechonami, they did not have tevas anor on that. Omulach, I'll tell you like this. Truma di kedusha sagufi. Truma, once you mafra truma, there's no way to take the kedusha off it. It always remains with the kedusha saguf of truma. The chivon the loy mischalo, since even if you pay money like to exchange the kedusha, you can't get the kedusha off the truma. Therefore, lo yosla mitibo, people won't come to make mistakes as if to think that maybe people say that since the Yisrael paid money for the truma, the kedusha goes off the truma onto the money, and the truma you can eat whichever way you want. So by truma, we're not afraid about this. Therefore, you're allowed to pay money to get the truma, and we're not afraid people think it has no more kedusha. Everybody knows you can't get the kedushas of truma off the truma. Ma'ashen kein hani provir by a bechor when it comes to say a baal mum or these Israel lechayim kevom kivon the kedushas domim ninu. Once I give it to a kohen, it only has the kedushas domim that it came to the kohen. Is also the mitoyi behind people make mistakes with them because dovim mitchalog kedushasayu aar bezuzi the also the minig behen minig dechulin. And people think, listen, that the Yisrael paid money for it. He paid, let's say, these four zuzim for this matnas kuna for the bechor. So the person, the kohen or the Yisrael that's getting it now, he'll think there's no more kedusha on it, and it'll be noig minig bizoyin, minig chulin. So that's why we're afraid. Therefore, you can't pay to get matnas kuna, because here we're afraid. And Rashi says, Avalhani matonis bechor, tedusha domninu, timrots a kohen limcho besor bechor. If a kohen wants to sell it through, he got the bechor, we have a balmum, and he shechted it. So the meat, he's allowed to sell to another Yisrael. The same thing with Zuri Lachayim Bekeva, the matanah that somebody gave to the Kohen, the Kohen's allowed to sell it. So, Moichenli, so we sold it to Yisrael. Vesuloi boile li Yisrael mechlinu, but sleeve achadol, Yisrael does not need it anymore like Bigdusha or Bigdula teed it when it only roasted and with mustard. He echid the Yavid Kohen, the same way a Kohen does it. Hilkach, therefore, also a Kohen can also make a mistake and think that since somebody bought it for him, he'll also think that it's called like a kinyan and a pediyah, that you don't have to be no kedusha with it. So therefore, the Rabbanu b'machmir, you should not buy or pay money that somebody should give you the matonis, nor they should always be noig minig or gedula with it. Rashi says, right. That's the thing of the gedula. That's how he says here. Binin lemoshko b'dashin gedula kadera shamloch ha'moichlim. The sleeve achad, you have to eat his matonis, the gedula. So therefore, we do not want somebody to pay money to the Yisrael to give it to the Kohen in order that the Kohen will still be noig the Kedusha with them. So Tevis knows only by Trumas and Isis. Now the Gemara says, oh my Rovo, Trumas Chutzalorits, that amid the Rabbonim, you have to take off Truma from Paris to go on Chutzalorits, so there are a lot of coolness upon it. So first of all, Rovo says, Ein bo mishum Kohen ha-masei b'veis ha-gronis. There's no issa. A Kohen has a lot of work for the Yisrael, and the Yisrael could pay him, well, the pay with a Truma. It's Muta. Even though on Eretz Yisrael it's also, on Truma derives it's also, but on Truma the Rabbanim though it's Muta to Mesayaya to get paid for with the Truma. Rukavai says that it's not that much Kaddish, it's only with the Rabbanim were in Machmir, he could be knowing this with Truma the Rabbanim. Another law, and then the Mor says, Rav Chomo, Yoyiv Le Lishmai. Nechlami Rav Chomo used to give it to his servant that was a Kohen for the pay. As he was a servant, he used to work for him, and he used to give him pay, Truma. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, not the cooler. Omar Shmuel, Truma, Chutzalorets, if you mount for Truma, Chutzalorets, the locher is Betela Barayv, Shnoetz Botel, Chad Betray, 1 and 2. Even though that Truma, the Raisa, we owe this only Botel, Chad Bemeya, 1 and 100. But over here, by Truma, the Rabbonin, the Truma Chutzalorets, it could be Botel, 1 and 2. So Rashi learns Betela Barayv, Rashi says, Loichel Lazar, that if one apple of Trumas falls into two other apples, it's Botel Baroiv, and even a Zar could eat it. Rashi says, Loibin and Echemei, you don't need 101 here. Liacha Shirvu Baroiv, Chulin Yochel Echel Zar, Akoim Vimei Tumah, another Kula. That even a Kohen could eat it when he's Tamei. It's like Botel the Kedusha Truma, that even a Zar or a Kohen could eat. That's what Rashi learns. So Rashi learns even Mutter for Zar to eat. I think Toys learns no. Toys learns a Zar cannot eat it. That Ikka Kulurir, that a Kohen, even though he's Tomei, still is allowed to eat it. When it's Botel Baroiv. Now, like the Gemara says later, Rabba Mevatla Baroiv. Rabba did it Lechatil even. He had this Truma that became Tomei in Chutzlorets, and he threw it into two other pieces that was Tahor, or Chulin, and became Botel Baroiv. The Ochulov, he made Tomasa, he himself, he was a Kohen, and yet it be made Tomasa. It's a little right to face this. The Dikahetir is for a Kohen to eat it even though he's Tamei. Now, Rav Huna Bereit Rabbi Yeshua Ki Misrami Lei Chamra de Truma. When somebody, he was a Kohen, when somebody gave him some Truma, a wine of Truma, Ki Misrami Lei Chamra de Truma Chutz Loretz, have a Romi Tre Nata de Chulin. Right away he would put inside it two portions of Chulin of wine inside it. And Vechad Nata de Truma, and one portion of Truma. So there were two portions of chulin here, this natla that were a measurement, and one natla of truma. So it was Botel Baroiv. And then the shaka chad mikan, then he took out one from here. So the kitza, it was like Botel Baroiv, so he doesn't have to worry whether it's tomei, whether it's tor, that's the way you eat it. The shaka chad. Now mikan velech afterwards, romi chodah v'shaka chodah. He just threw in one, and took out one, even he threw in one of truma. So he just took out one, because this one of Trum was always Botel Baroiv there. So Kitzi was known to be Mavato, the Trum, even though it was Tomei, Baroiv, Chulin, and then you will not eat it. Okay. That's another Chiddush of Shmuel. Another Chiddush. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel also says that Trumas Chutz Loretz Oichal V'Hoylich V'Yachakach Mafresh, that this Truma that grows at the Tevel, that grows in Chutz Loretz, so you allow to eat from it first, and then you leave all the sum to be mafra truma at the end. By regular truma, vader tzos, at the chiv misa. By tevel, you can't eat it before you take off truma semaisers. But what grows in chutzlar, you have this kula, you could eat from it first and leave over some to be mafresh later. V'yomah Shmuel, Shmuel also says, Ein trumas chutzolora tasuro ela b'misha tumo yoytzolov migufoy. That's what we said, that truma, even though it's a chutzlor, truma de rabbonin, you can't eat it if you're tameh, if it's not bottle brave. But what type of a tumma do you have to have? Only a tumma that's yoytzolov migufa, means if the person became a zav, or a balkeri, or the isha is a nidor, or yoledis, where the dam came out of her body, or the zav, the keri, came out of the man's body. That tumma is a more chomadika tumma than the kohen, this person, this kohen, cannot eat the truma. But let's say the kohen only touched the mace, or touched the sheris, even though he's tameh, he's lari truma chutzlorets. But a truma derived is not larit, but truma's chutzla is also sekula. That it's also tizu, it's only if a tumma yotze migufay. The hani milu, when do we say this, even this chumra, that's only biachila, that if you're a balkari or a zav, you can't eat the truma, not to touch it. Ava benigiyya left lambo, there's no issa for you to touch it. You're allowed to touch truma's chutzla, it's like there's no mitzvah to watch it, it shouldn't become tummy. On truma derived attack as a mitzvah sesla, you have to watch it. It shouldn't become tummy. But on Truma's Chutzlorot, you don't have this mitzvah, you don't have this Chumrah. And therefore, you don't have to watch it. Abba Benegiyah Leslambo, there's nothing wrong. Even if somebody touches it, Rashi says, Benegiyah Leslambo, V'yafo Gav Shemitam, even though you're making the Truma Tomei, L'yichbis Lon, it doesn't bother us. D'yena Muzer Olel L'Shomrom Shleya Temenu. We don't have the special mitzvah to watch it, that it should not become Tomei. It's only a mitzvah by regular Truma D'Raisa, not by Truma D'Rabbanan. Here, last number. Omer Ravina says, Hilkach, therefore, Nida, you should know, Koitza, Chala, Anisha to Nida, she's not a Nida dough, even though she makes a tummy, and then be take off Chala, V'oicholo, a Koyen Kotin, and even though when she touches it, she makes a tummy, but so what? She's allowed to give it to a Koyen Kotin. So, Poshta, the sight of a Koyen Kotin just means that he's not a Bakeri, that no tumor came out of his body. And Pashas where Rashi learned one sheet of Tosis that who had been a Kohen God or an older Kohen if he went to the mikvah. So if he becomes Torah, the same thing. He's allowed to eat this Trumas Chutzlorets even though it itself is Tomei. But since he does not have a Tumah, Yetzin Megufoi, he's allowed to eat it. So here was Kohen Kotan just means a Kohen that has no Tumas carry. So even though the need to touch the Chal made a Tomei, but since it's Chutzlorets, you're allowed to give it to a Kohen Kotan to eat it. Yeah. Now, what's going to be if you lack a Kohen Kotan? Let's say you have no Kohen Kotan to give it to. So what should she do now? So the locker is, Shak Leilo Beresh Masa. She should take it. Beresh Masa with the tip of a spoon-like. So Rashi says, means, Kama di Efshlis Durei, means that as long as she can watch it, so she's supposed to watch it, to touch it, not to make it tummy. Meyacha Shekor L'Shem, once she called the Truma, at all possible, not to make it tummy. So the Yetzirah is let her take it with a big spoon like v'shadeh b'tanura, and she'll put it into the oven to burn it, because that's what we do today also. The challah and chutzlorets now, if it's tameh and you can't give it to anybody to eat, so the Yetzirah is supposed to burn the challah. So that's the Yetzirah also. So just saying here though that as much as possible she should not touch it, let her just give it to a when she goes to burn it, so make sure she doesn't touch it first. V'shadeh b'tanura. Now there's a chumra here that after she burnt this chala, that's tamay, she can't give it to a kohen, she should be mafresh now another piece of chala and give it to a kohen. Now this second chala really has no kedush at all, it's really mamash just chulin. But the reason why we do it is ki heichad lo tishtakach teres chala, that we should not forget this mitzvah of giving chala to a kohen. V'yochol a kohen god, even a kohen god, an older kohen could eat it now. Because it's not really challah, it's really only chulin. So there's no issa of eating it, even though it's tameh. But just since we burned the first challah, it's an inyan that there should always be some type of our freshness challah. Therefore, there's no need to give another piece to the kain. The question why we don't do bezman is there, but that's what we did over here. Here's the bottom place talks a little bit about this. And Tzarich is here. The Tzarich says, "Mashmud lo yechmiru l'afresh challah." When do we say have to give a second challah to a kohen, elahecha deleka kohen kotan? There's no kohen kotan to give the first one to. But mash from the place where you could give the first challah to a kohen kotan, then you don't have to give a second one. L'may sa'u minigiz, we're not mafresh a second challah. But Tzarich just says, why they made this chumra by challah, not by truma? Because challah, everybody takes off by themselves. So if you're not used to giving, you forget about it. But truma, not everybody takes off truma. And megilah bo ela bali karkois, and therefore they take off truma from their tefus. Right. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Rav Amron, Rami bar Chomo, Hevi Kazlo barva. Once more, going in the ship. So Solok Rav Amron lafnuyo. Rav Amron went out of the room. He had to go to the base of Kisei. So also he, so lady came in to ask a shayla. All this came out, she went up in front of them. Omrulu, she said like this to them. Tomei mace. Let's say somebody that touched the mace, he's Tomei mace. Mal she yitfol. Is he allowed to, if he's a kohen, he's allowed to go to the mikvah? V'yorcho trumas chutz laretz. And then he could eat trumas chutz laretz. So Rashi learns her shayla was, b'loi heresh shemesh. The guy is not going to wait till nighttime. Usually when you go to the mikvah, you have to wait till heresh shemesh to eat truma. But over here anyway, the guy really touched the mace. Really, yes, he should have to wait, really, when he writes him come Torah, should have to wait 7 days, and he has to have Hazor, Gimel, and Shvi. So, here the Shalat just time was, even we know it's only the Rabbanon over here, so the guy maybe has to go to the mikvah, but the Shalat was, does he have to wait for Heresh Shemesh or not? No, well, that was the Shalat. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said back, Rami Bachomo, listen, like anyway, the Zman is there, we don't have Azor. We can't make him Torah anywhere. Rashi said, the Zman is there, the Kivan, the Enach of Azor, Zman is there, Hashemesh Namali Boy. So, Pshita, the person, should not have to wait till night time to eat the Truma. Because the Tefillah doesn't help that much anyway. The Maestro was still Tommy Mace. Elamai, there's a Kula on Truma's Chuslo, she allowed to. So, therefore, he entered the back that you don't have to wait till Hashemesh. But so far, it's Mashmeh, it was good that he was supposed to go to the Mikvah. Now the Gemara says, Oma le Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma said, listen, Lelechesh le Lesaba, don't listen to what he said. Rashi says, Mim Betimiya. He made the question, Lelechesh le Lesaba, aren't you afraid of the older person? Rashi's like, Betimiya question. How come you're not waiting for Ramram to come back? Shane the Mekan is not here right now. Wait till he comes back. As Ravamu went out of the room, and he was the bigger Chacham, he was the older one. So he said to him, why don't you wait until Rav Amram comes back? And that's what happened. The Hochi, in the meantime, Osi Rav Amram came back. Omulu, he said to him like this. Hochi Yom Rav, this is what Rav said. That Tomei Meis, Toivel, V'yoicha, B'trumas, Chutzalaretz. That a Tomei Meis is allowed to be Toivel, and he can eat from Trumas, Chutzalaretz. He does not have to wait till Heresh Shemesh. But the Gemara says, V'letzilcho Sakabosai, we do not pass like him. Meaning to say, look, it doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Like we learned before, that since there's not a tumah hayotze migufay, it's just that he touched the mace, so still he's not eat his truma of chutz laretz. Therefore, the last circle of the kavos, we don't really paskin like him. The place says, the bottom, next, the third, next to the last places. The circle of the kavos says, bo'od de matzrech tefillah. That's it, he says, you have to go to the mikvah, we don't paskin like that. El afilo tefillah leibo, you don't even have to go to the mikvah. Yeah. I mean, since he's not a Zav, it's not a Tumah, Yetz and Megufay, he does not even have to go to the Mikvah. So that's the word, Lesuchas Gavosei. The Yom HaMakos, no, the Yom HaMazutra, Mishmeh Rosh Hashis, Tomei Sheretz, Toivo V'yoicha B'trumas Chutz Loretz. That's what he says, that if you touch the Sheretz, you do have to go to the Mikvah, then you greet the Trumas Chutz Loretz even without Heresh Shemesh, but the Morse of that also, Lesuchas Gavosei, we don't pass like that either. Meaning to say that Lamaisi did not have to go to the Mikvah. Like we had before, since it's not a tumah hayotze negufa, it's only a tumah that you touched, so you have this kula by tumas chutz loretz to say that you could eat it even though you tummy on tumas chutz loretz. Then we have what says the Mishnah, b'chor nechal shona b'shona. Or b'chor yishur itzachetchilo during its first year. So if it's a tam b'zman beis mitzvah, you should bring it for korban during its first year. And if it became a balmum, you should check for this first year. Now me the kama, since the Gemara says, that if a mum happens during its first year, so lemeimer smash me, want to tell me the lishona di day minyonin, we count its own year, because we don't go b'asa Rosh Hashanah to say whoever's born before Rosh Hashanah is 1 year and after Rosh Hashanah is the second year, but we go b'asa when exactly he was born, his birthday, during the first year of his cheshbon. Rashi says lishona di day minyonin the nilud habachor the nisin. For sure, the Karmi could hold on to it out until the next Nisan. And we don't say by Tishrei, it's finished its year. So that was Master from the Mishnah. So Moriah, Minon and Emili, how do we know this?
that you do not go after Rosh Hashanah, but you go after its own birthday. So when it says the Yom Rav Yudam Arav, the Yom HaKvar, the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Techlenu Shona Bashona, that you could eat these, you're supposed to eat this every single year, even in front of Hashem, Shona Bashona, one year and another year. So now, Aizehu Shona Shenichnesas Bechaberta, what's called one year that goes into the next year? Have Yoyma, I tell you, it means Shona Shabachor. Means if you go Boster its own birthday, so sometimes he like was born in Nisan, and you could eat it till the next year, till the next Nisan. He would have realized the next year, it's after Rosh Hashanah. So in this pasuk is mashma shana b'shana means one year into another year. Rashi says l'shana shabachor kolema. T'chiyoz l'sachash nas habachor. If you go boss with his own birthday, he nichneses b'chaverto. This year goes into the next year. Ki hevi l'bachor shana achas nichneses shni l'minyan olam etishrei. That it was born on Nisan. So you say a lot needed until the next Nisan. So after Tishrei, it's called the next year. As if the pasuk says shana b'shana, that's a right that the year of Bechor goes after its own birthday, not after the Minyan Olam. Yeah, that's where Rav learned. Now, the Vei Rav Tona, that's what the Yudam Rav said. Now, the Vei Rav Tona, she just says one. The Vei Rebbe should be, I guess it is. The Vei Rebbe Tona, Shona Bishona, what does that mean to say? It means Yoy Mechad Bishona Zu. It means to say you could eat the Bechor one day of this year and one day of the next year. Meaning to say, Limud ala Bechor, Shenechal Ishna Yom Balayla Echad. This passage comes to teach us not that you go boss for its own birthday, but let's say you shech the Bechor the last day of its first year. So you could eat from the meat today, and you could also eat from it tomorrow also. So that's called Shana B'Shana. Means one day of this year, one day of next year. So it's teaching halacha as a hilchas, the korban b'chor, that's halacha like shlomim, that your bialim is the coin is let eat from it today and tomorrow also. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. It's shnei yomim v'lo lechot. Nothing more says it. So the Rebbe Mnolu, is how does the Rebbe then know taka that the year of a b'chor was his own birthday, not after Tishrei? So Mora says, I'll tell you, yalfei mikotshim, learn out from a regular korban. Rashi says, Mishar Kochim, Haboyim B'nei Shon, Dechsibu, Kevas Bench Nosai. Torah says a lot of Kabonis has to be a Kevas Aleim Bench Nosai, 1 year old. So what's called 1 year old? It's own birthday. Yeah. That's how he knows it. He's got the Gemara though, but for Kochim, Gufayim, you know, how do we know even by Kochim, by regular Korban, that's told in its own birthday, not in Tishrei? So Amar Rav Acha by Yaakov, on Makro, the Pasuk says, Keves the ben Shinosoi, Loshno Shinosoi, its own year. Shawidashin, Shinosoi Shaloi, its own year. 1 year old means its own year. For Loshona Shaminin Oilam, and not a year of Tishrei. That's how we know by other Kochim that the year of Keves ben Shinosoi means 1 year old from the time that it's born. He merely learns out Bechor from Shah Kochim. Fred Gemara now, Varav, Nechalishna Yomal Alechim Minolei. Rav used this pasuk Shana B'Shana to teach us that the year of the Bechor is his birthday. So how does he know to say how long he could eat the Bechor? That he could eat for 2 days and one night, minolei. So where it says Nafi learns it out, Mivivisorum yilucho kechazo kechazei hatnufo keshoi kayimin. Pasuk says what? That the Bosor of the Bechor should be to you. Rashi says B'Bechor mishtoi, to say that ikach korich. It says it should be the same like a chazor atznufa geshoy kiyamin that comes out of a korban shlomim. It is hakeshin hakostav lechazor v'shoy k'shoy shlomim. That there is said that this korban b'chor has the same malacha, the same length to it, just like the kohen eats from a korban shlomim, the chazor the breast and the shoyk the thighs. Now malahana, just like that korban shlomim, we know the lachas there is it's shnei yom v'laylechot, 2 days and one night. Is afkan here also the same thing? It's shnei yom v'laylechot. That's how Rav learns that we know a korban b'chor you let eat for 2 days and one night. Like how come the Vei Revi needed a special limit for this? How come it doesn't learn out like it says he learned out this hekish? Vidach. The Mor says, Imi hosn it from this hekish over here. Ikalameima chazor v'shoik shol toida. Who says it means shol shlomim? Maybe it means shol korban toida. That you don't eat it for 1 day, that's all. So I don't know you can eat a bechor for 2 days. So I need the other postik, leish yashana b'shana 2 days. V'idich what the Rebbe do? On Makor it says l'cho yiyu. It says l'cho yiyu. It says l'cho akosiv, havaya heres, to say like it belongs to you even more. So it's not only like a regular toida, but it has a bigger din like a shlom, you can eat it for 2 days.
Yeah.
A heres. Has a bigger havai, means it's to you more. It's more than a regular taita. Vidukh, the other man, wasn't in the pasuk for then. Vidukh, ho mehosa mikloena kafe no. Ho yilacho, not the pasuk, come teach us. Limoid al bechor balmum. Come teach us on a bechor, it's a balmum. Shenoisim lakain, that he has his dilu mitzvah, give it to a kain. Slamitzin la bechor terakula. We never find such an inyan like that. That once it becomes a balmum, still to give it to a kain. Usually when something comes a balmum, the answer is to be poider it. So here it's a chiddush, that even though it became a balmum, v'iduch, Omer it says, u'besorum, echot tam v'yechot balmum. It says, u'besorum, v'shvidu u'besorum le'mashme el'tanimim. V'shvidu, what's the master, mi'yiluchosh na'yom v'laylachas, v'chor balmum says l'kim u'besorum yiluchon afka. Loshin Rabbah Mamashma, Echatam Yechad Bamum. Has having not to give the Bamum from the word Loshin Rabbah that it says, Ubisarum, it says Loshin Rabbah Mashma Echatam Yechad Mum. That's who learns out this limud, you have to give a Bamum to the Kayin. Echatam Yechad Bamum. Viduk the other man, the Yama, Ubisarum, the Hani Bechoris, the Kuli Yisor Kamar, no. Ubisarum doesn't mean a Loshin Rabbah to be Marba, even a Bamum. When this postulant, what does this order mean to say? That all the Bechorim, like the general Loshin, of all the Bechorim that belong to Yisrael, they have to give to a Kain. But I would not know clearly, even a Balmum, you have to give it. Therefore, I need this first postulant of Yiyah, that says, Omakro, Lecho Yiyah, Hoist of Bechor, Kost of Havaya Heres, that Yishno is the Chiddush by Bechor, even a Balmum, you have to give to the Kain. That's why both of them need their own sukkah.
All right, we'll stop here. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do the next plot on the other side. But wait till the end of the tape.